Her seventh kill, and the Stars are rolling. That is nine in a row.
Tonight, a trip to the state tournament is on the line as the Kearney Catholic Stars battle the O'Neill Eagles. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Kayla James to serve, and just got that across the net. Saved by Young, and she'll also get it passed back, take it across. Slide Kearney Catholic Anderson, and Megan will get her sixth kill of the match.
The 25-3 Stars are sitting third in wild card points and could earn a wild card berth if they're upset by an O'Neill squad that knocked off Ord on Tuesday. It's the Eagles and the Stars coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to St. Paul High School with Larry Kottner right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Good evening from St. Paul High School Gymnasium. With our studio engineer, Stacey John, with my partner, Tom Elkemeyer. I'm Larry Kottner, filling in for Doug Duda here on this Friday night as we bring you district action, Class C1 style. Kearney Catholic for the record of 25-3 on the season against the Eagles of O'Neill, 16-9. The winner of this match heads off to Grand Island next week for the state volleyball tournament. And in case of O'Neill, now they have to win. They have to, Kearney Catholic, they still have a chance at the wild card, but they'd like to come in here and win it on the court.
Yeah, the point standings as they are at this moment indicate that Kearney Catholic is number four seed in the state in Class C1. But there are a number of other seeds ahead of them. As a matter of fact, all three that are ahead of them in the point district have got the opportunity to play tonight for a district final.
We welcome you to the New Tech pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And we'll continue with the New Tech pregame show after these messages on Classic Hits 98.9.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Back at St. Paul, we continue with the New Tech pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9. Tom Elkemeyer, Larry Kottner filling in for Doug Duda here tonight at this C15 district matchup between Kearney Catholic and O'Neill. And one quick correction, I guess, Tom. State tournament begins in Hastings for Class C1 next week, as they will play their first round matchup at Hastings College and then move over to the Heartland Event Center for the semifinal and final.
Right. So the C1 tournament will be moving to larger venues as they progress through the tournament. And the Heartland Event Center, as you mentioned, will be playing host for the first time this year in Grand Island. It is the state high school volleyball tournament. 2010 will give them a new look and will give the teams an opportunity, if they wish, to maybe travel home after first round action. It is more accessible, as was the state fair, more centrally located this year, as opposed to years past. And the folks, I think, are going to be very acceptable to the idea, as the tournament starts to get its roots into Grand Island a little bit more through the years.
We've got about 6-7 minutes before this matchup. We take a look at these two teams. O'Neill Contender with a record of 16-9, Tom, but 13 of those wins came against teams with records of 500 or less.
Yeah, they're playing some lower seed competition throughout most of the season, and that really didn't do a lot for their point standing. However, as of late, the O'Neill Eagles are playing their best volleyball, which they would hope to be doing coming into the district final. They had a regular season match with the Valentine Badgers to close out the regular season on the 26th of October, and then on the 2nd is when district action, or I should say sub-district action, got underway for the O'Neill Eagles, and they were victorious again over Valentine, who is a 9-20 club, and then defeated a 22-8 Ord in the sub-district final to advance to this final. And Kearney Catholic has just rolled through everyone that they have met this season. As a matter of fact, their losses have come to a Class B 30-2 Bennington, and one of the top-rated schools in all classes in the state, in particular C1, where they topped the rankings. The Grand Island Central Catholic Lady Crusaders were another of the losses suffered by Kearney Catholic this year, the third coming against Bishop Newman in the Centennial Invitational. But Kearney Catholic is on a roll. They went through a triangular at Hershey and also were victorious in that over Broken Bow before meeting Centura and Minden in the C1 sub-district matches, in which they were only extended past the minimum set by one, and that was against the Minden Lady Whippets in the sub-district final.
You are listening to the New Tech pregame show on Catholic Hits 98.9. And, you know, Tom, something we talked about a little bit last night in watching Amsley play Loomis in the D2 district being played at Amherst, is that Amsley would be able to maybe sleep in their bed next week during the state volleyball tournament. Same would be true for Kearney Catholic Stars team, who always had to go to Lincoln and now just down the road at either Hastings for the first day and then Grand Island for the next two.
Yeah, and that can give you a sense of comfort, a sense of normalcy, if you will, for the team if they can stay in their own homes and kind of keep the regular season flow going, even though you are in a state atmosphere. The Kearney Catholic Lady Stars are looking to advance past the O'Neill Lady Eagles here at St. Paul High School and do just that next week.
And that's going to wrap it up for the New Tech pregame show. Best of luck in tonight's game from Harry and Jacob Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Harry and Jacob Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to take a break. Come back. We'll have the 5-point bank starting lineup ahead of tonight's C1 district final between Kearney Catholic and O'Neill on Classic Hits 98.9.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Back at St. Paul, tonight's starting lineup. For this matchup between Kearney Catholic and O'Neill, brought to you by 5 Points Bank, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. And with those starting lineups, here's Tom Elkhorn.
Thank you, Larry. As we take a look first at the Eagles of O'Neill, they are 16-9 on the season, and they'll start this way. Lindsey Appleby is a 5'7 sophomore. Caitlin Danielson is a 5'10 junior. Molly Shane, a 5'9 junior. 5'7 senior Heidi Hostert will start, along with Alex Headland, a 5'8 junior, and Kelsey Appleby, a 5'5 junior. The libero for the O'Neill Eagles is Sydney Bowen. She's a 5'7 and a senior. Head coach is Kay Appleby. She is assisted by Tammy Myers and Michelle Tomjack. Those are the starters for the O'Neill Eagles. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, they'll go this way. Michaela Nestle is a 5'6 sophomore. Haley McKelvey is a 5'8 junior. Mariah Rice is a 5'5 senior. She's the libero. Kayla James is 5'6. She's a senior. Other starters include Bailey Sopolowski, a 6'1 sophomore, and Casey Donaldlinger. She's a 5'8 senior. The other starter for the Kearney Catholic Stars is Megan Anderson. She's 6'1 and a sophomore. So some size in the underclass for the Kearney Catholic Stars. Coached by Chris Connor, assistants are Amy Johnson, Brad Childress, and Lisa Sokolowski.
And your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally. That makes decisions locally and also takes the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. We'll get you set up for tonight's matchup between the Stars and the Eagles. Kearney Catholic and O'Neill, the winner off the state for the Class C1 state meet next week in Hastings and Grand Island. And we'll come back after this on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR Kearney.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Back at St. Paul High School Gymnasium, Kearney Catholic and O'Neill, the players being introduced to the crowd here. Pretty decent crowd on hand for both Kearney Catholic and from the north central part of the state, from the O'Neill area. As we get ready for this one, Tom, your final thoughts before we start serving it up.
Well, like I talked about, the size of the underclassmen for the Kearney Catholic Stars could make a big difference because they seem to have a size differential on the O'Neill Eagles. And I did want to point out, Larry, while giving the starting lineups, I omitted the officials, and I don't want to let those guys go without being recognized. I should say guys and girls, as it is Eddie Walters and Jen Meyer who will be officiating this contest tonight, and they will be using a three-color volleyball. This is the first year in which district and state volleyball action in Nebraska is using the blue, silver, and white volleyball. It was mandated by the NSAA back in August. They had the option of using that type of volleyball during the regular season if they wished, but it is mandated for district and state play.
And I know last night in the game that you and I were at, Ansley coach Pat Hoblin, after winning the match, was presented with the volleyball.
Yeah, it's a new volleyball that they'll be using tonight, and I think it would make a nice trophy for the winning coach.
It's Kearney Catholic and O'Neill coming up next here on Classic Hits 98.9.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Your head- headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler, and Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler, and Cottle of Kearney.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Back to St. Paul. As Tom mentioned earlier in the pregame, a late arriving crowd here for tonight's matchup between Kearney Catholic and O'Neill. As you visualize this first set, again, it is the best 3 out of 5. You played 25. It is rally serving. And if we go to a fifth set, that will be 2-15. You do have to win by 2 in each of the sets. In this first set, O'Neill in their blue uniforms, the white trim, and the black shorts will be in the near court as Tom and I are located above the gymnasium on the wrestling deck at the end of the court. In the far court, Kearney Catholic decked out in their green uniforms, the green shorts, and the gold trim, and the white numbers. So it's Kearney Catholic and O'Neill. The winner of this one heads to state next week in Hastings for the first round and Grand Island for rounds 2 and 3.
Jen Meyer will be on the tower to start the contest, and Eddie Walters will be on the floor as the officials for this match as the O'Neill Pep Club runs through some calisthenics to get themselves warmed up for the game as well.
And we're going to see, actually don't see who has the game ball. We're waiting to see who will be serving first.
I don't see either one of them.
Neither of the officials, neither of the line judges. So we're waiting for the game ball to show up. Official's going to go to the scorer's desk and go get that.
He's making sure that everything is prepared for this contest before it starts, and Kearney Catholic will have the serve.
And to serve it up, it'll be Kayla James, 5'6" senior, from the traditional right side, and we are underway at St. Paul. It's a good serve, dug out at the line, set up on the left side for Killington, and it's long for Alex Edlund. And 1-0, Kearney Catholic with the early lead. James to serve again, down the side. Dug out there by Danielson, kept alive by Hawker. Bumped across on the free ball that time by Shane. Set up for Kearney Catholic, gets the kill. Puts it home, Megan Anderson, the 6'1 sophomore. Off the right side, took it down the line, and the Lady Stars up quickly, 2-0.
Anderson got a perfect pass, just drive it down the near side line, and got it to the back corner.
James to serve again, sends it. Wobbly ball, dug out nicely that time by Danielson. Bumped ahead on the free ball, sent over by Appleby. Kearney Catholic on the attack. The kill is in there. It's at home, Michaela Meskel, the 5'6 sophomore. And Carney Catholic comes to a huge quick start here, Tom.
Lindsey Appleby ducking out of the way of that one, thinking the attack would be long, but it was about 3 feet inside the back line.
James Benson, a nice serve dug out by Appleby, and then sent across. What do we have? A double hit on O'Neill. That's another point for Carney Catholic. They lead it 4-0 in this first set.
O'Neill being a tremendous underdog here, can still afford to have any hitting errors early on in the game.
James dug out by Appleby. They set it up off the right side, sent over by Hoster. Carney Catholic on the attack. The kill attempt by Bestel, dug out. Now sent over by O'Neill. Lindsey Appleby. Actually, he sent it up for Hoster, who tried to send it over and hit into the net. And it's another point for Carney Catholic. 5-0 Stars. James to serve. Traditional right side. Here comes wobbling serve. Taken there by Appleby. Over left to right. Alex Hedlund with the kill. Just punched it and went right down the net line and found an open zone. And O'Neill's on the board at 5-1. Heidi Hoster, center court, sends it to the back row dugout there by Donlinger. They set it up for Bessel, and Bessel will drive it through for the kill on the double defense of Danielson and Hedlund. And Carney Catholic with another point. They lead it 6-1. Set deeply by Bessel on the serve. O'Neill with the kill attempt by Danielson, dug out by the libero. Then the kill goes to Carney Catholic. Megan Anderson after the nice dig by Mariah Reich. And Carney Catholic leads it 7-1.
So far as the Anderson-Messel show, each with a pair of kills.
Messel with the service. O'Neill on the attack, sent over on the free ball by Danielson. Carney Catholic sets it up, but it's too long on the kill attempt by Cassie Donlinger, the 5'8 senior. And O'Neill will get the point, trailing 7-2. Eagles will serve. It'll be Kelsey Appleby, 5'5 senior, right down the middle. Dug out by Wright. Set up by James, and the kill attempt is off the mark. Megan Anderson trying to take it over to the right side, but it's a little long, and it's 7-3. O'Neill with back-to-back points. Appleby sends it, dug out by Reich in the back row. Set up James over on the right side for Donlinger, who sends it across. Now on the free ball, Appleby sends it over for O'Neill. They send it up, and he gets the kill. Megan Anderson with the long, sweeping swipe at it, put it down.
Megan able to come up with that on the back pass, and it was nicely done.
Anderson will serve it herself. Did it hit the line? No, just missed. Line judge saying it just missed it, and I mean it missed by inches. Point will go to O'Neill. They trail 8-4. Service by Hedlund. Set up on the kill. Bailey Sokolowski puts it home. On the serve receive, after the pass from Reich, Sokolowski puts it home. It's 9-4. Shayla Connor will come in to serve, a freshman for the Stars. Sends it to the back row, dug out there by Hedlund. They set it up offensively for the kill. Molly Shane, 5'9 junior, off the touch on the back row by Donlinger, and it's 9-5. O'Neill will serve. Caitlin Danielson, center court, dug out by Reich. James will set it up. Kill attempt will not go for Donlinger. Sent back over by Appleby. That's Lindsey Appleby. They'll set it up again for Donlinger on the back row. Dug out there nicely by Hedlund. They set it up. The kill attempt by Shane. Dug on the back row by Messel. James sets it up for Sokolowski, knocked back by O'Neill, but dug out, kept alive by Messel, and no one else can get to it. And O'Neill, I believe that was Molly Shane again, who got the block on Sokolowski to get the point, and it's 9-6. O'Neill tightening up things. Danielson to serve it from center court. Back row dug out by Wright. James, they set it up. Has a kill. Bailey Sokolowski, the 6'1 sophomore, going up high and putting it down.
Sokolowski likes that back set, Larry, and two times she's been able to utilize it on a cross-court kill.
10-6 the score. The service, a nice one, and almost an ace, but it crawls over the net. Carney Catholic will send it over, though, the service by Donlinger. She sends it on the free ball, and then on the other side, Shane will put it into the net on the kill attempt, and Kearney Catholic with the point. They lead it 11-6. Donlinger to serve. To the back row, dug out by the libero. That is Sydney Bowen who's checked in. Knocked across by Foster. Set up on the offensive end. The kill, Michaela Messel. Another one of those sophomores for Kearney Catholic.
That was a strong kill as it went off of the block of Lindsay Appleby up the net.
Service, nice one. On the overpass, knocked down by Messel, but dug out of there by Hoster. Set up now for Messel, and she'll get the kill. Right with the set. Messel off the right side, puts it down. 13-6, Kearney Catholic. To serve, Donlinger sends it, and it's an ace. Off the hands of Bowen. A point for Kearney Catholic. Timeout O'Neill. We are in set one. Best 3 out of 5. Kearney Catholic leading O'Neill 14-6. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout. Off the hit, 98-9.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Next to score, Kearney Catholic leading O'Neill. Kearney Catholic right now on a 5-point run, Tom, as O'Neill had closed the gap at 9-6.
They've been able to utilize their net play in a big way, and now they're starting to bring their service game into it as Donlinger got the service ace leading to the timeout going into the break.
Donlinger will serve, sends it across, close to an ace, but a nice dig out that time by O'Neill's Kelsey Appleby. On the other end, the kill attempt down the line, just misses by Megan Messel. She put it right down the line, but just off the mark. It's a point O'Neill, they'll serve. Set across nicely by Hedlund. Quick return, O'Neill on the offensive end. Hedlund will send it across. Dug out by Donlinger. Then Messel with the kill attempt, dug out on the back row by Hedlund. To the back row, dug out there by Reich. Kearney Catholic on the offensive attack, blocked at the net by on Messel's kill attempt, but on the O'Neill side, it's sent over by Shane. Now Messel puts it into the net. And the point to O'Neill.
There's been some long volleys in between these two schools so far in this opening set, and O'Neill's doing well, the longer they can get a volley to last.
The dink attempt by Sokolowski, kept alive by Hoster, sent across by Shane. James sets it up for Messel, crisscross, and it hits the antenna off of Shane, and a point for Kearney Catholic.
And 5 kills in this opening set, Larry, for Michaela.
From right to left went Michaela Messel, and now looks like Bailey Sokolowski is going to come out, and coming in to serve will be Riley Christensen, 5'6" junior. She'll serve from the traditional right side, leading 15-8. Sends it to the back row, dug out there by Hoster, kept alive, sent across by Shane on the front row. They set it up for Messel. James for Messel, and she puts it home again. Michaela Messel, just 5'6" tall, but she's got some jumps on.
Yeah, she does have some hops, and she's been able to get the ball underneath her hand in the kill attempt.
Christensen to serve, up 16-8, set back on the free ball that time by Hoster to set up again. Messel, it's just in the corner. Right in front of the O'Neill fans and bench. They weren't sure, but it was right on top of the line judge. She had to scoot back, and it hit right in the corner. And Messel again with another kill.
Both of these teams have shown a very strong service game, Larry. We've seen very few service errors so far.
On the attack, it's O'Neill off the surface. Getting the kill, Heidi Hoster. And O'Neill with the point, trailing 17-9 here in set number one. Molly Shane will service for the Lady Eagles. She'll go to the left side. The overhand shot is good one. Dug out by Messel. James will set it up for Anderson. Dug out by Shane in the back row. The setup for Hosser. Check that to Medlin. Takes it across. And a quick dink. And across the way is James with that quick hook shot. She saw the donut hole, and she put it there very quickly, 18-9. That'll also put Kayla James back to the service line. She started the match there with about four in a row. The dig out by Hedlund. Hedlund trying to take it down the line for a kill attempt off the set that time by Appleby, but she misses the mark, and it's 19-9. James to serve. Lost one in there. Kept alive by Appleby. Now it's the other Appleby that sends it over to Foster, who gets the kill down the right side. Saw an open lane and attacked it quickly, and it's 19-10.
Now, Heidi Hosser was able to take that back pass and go right down the line on the near side.
Service, a good one by Hosser off the hands of Donlinger, then sent over on the free ball by Reich. Quickly, Anderson tries to put it down, but it's dug out by Hedlund. Hedlund, the kill attempt, kept alive by Messel. Bumped up by James. Messel with the block at the net that time by Danielson of O'Neill. Sent across that time by McKelvey for Kearney Catholic. Set back down by Danielson. And down on the kill attempt. McKelvey is gone. And it's a point for O'Neill. One of the longer volleys of the match so far.
Yeah, I think that Kay Appleby, the head coach of the O'Neill Lady Eagles, probably told her team before the start of this game, try to get some longer rallies. That's going to give you a better opportunity for success.
Heidi Hosser and now Tony Kaplan was out of position on the service. And it's a point for O'Neill. They trail 19-12. Hosser will serve for the Eagles. Sends it. Wright sticks it out on the back row. Sent ahead by Messel, blocked at the net. They're going to say it hits the net and came back to Anderson. Four hits, and it's a point for O'Neill. 19-13. Eagles trying to rally here. Hosser sends it, and it's long. Service error, one of the few we've seen here in this match.
Yeah, so far, both of these teams, as I talked about earlier, have been serving the ball very well.
Messel with a nice serve just over the net. Set up quickly, the offense for O'Neill, hit across by Hedlund. The back set goes for McKelvey, dinks it across, and that'll work for the point. Sometimes it doesn't mean that you've got to be powerful. Sometimes the dink will do it. 21-13, Kearney Catholic, and service error into the net for Megan or Michaela Messel. Back to serve, Kelsey Appleby for O'Neill, trailing 21-14. The dig out. Donlinger, they set it up for Anderson. And the stump block from Kayla Danielson. 5'10 junior for O'Neill. 21-15 the score. Kelsey Appleby with the send. Right. James sets it up for Donlinger. Kept alive nicely by Shane up into the rafters. Appleby now Hedlund on the free ball. Anderson bumps it up. Tipped around, and what do we have at the joust? James was in the net. And the point for O'Neill. 21-16. O'Neill with three in a row. Appleby to serve to the back row, right with the low dig. They set it up for McKelvey. The touch and the point. McKelvey gets the kill. 22-16.
Haley got herself a pretty good set that time and just unloaded with a good swing from midcourt, and it went off the arms of the back row player for the O'Neill Eagles.
So Kowalski back in the lineup. Anderson to serve. Dug out by Shane. They set it up for Lindsay Appleby, and then hit across by Donlinger. In the middle, Danielson dug out on the back row by Anderson. And getting the kill on the overpass was O'Neill's Lindsay Appleby, 22-17. Hedlund with the service, dug out by Messel. They set it up for Sokolowski, dug out by Hedlund. Kept alive by Appleby, hit out of bounds, so by Lindsey Appleby, after it was saved by Kelsey Appleby. Timeout going to be taken by O'Neill. We're in the first set. Kearney Catholic trying to close it out. They lead it 23-17 back after the 30-second timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
23-17, we're in set number one, Kearney Catholic leading O'Neill. Best 3 out of 5 here in this district championship match.
Michaela Messel's been the big offense for the Stars so far, Larry. She has 7 first set kills and a couple for Haley McKelvey, as well as 3 for Megan Anderson. So the Stars utilizing that size at the net and the hops of Michaela Messel.
Kayla Connor with the service, sends it, dug out by Hoster. The back set, they go for the kill. It's a good one. Put down by Kayla Danielson. 23-18. And Danielson will go back to the service line. Right in front of us, down below us. Center court, she'll serve. Hits the net, but goes across. Dug out by Wright on the O'Neill side now. The kill attempt is long by Molly Sheen. No touch. And Kearney Catholic will have it, and they will serve set point. Up 24-18, and the Stars fans to their feet. Domlinger, the service, it's a good one. Not by Hoster. The overpass could not be saved by Appleby. And the first set belongs to Kearney Catholic. The Lady Stars, 25, O'Neill, 18. We'll come back with set number 2 after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Back at St. Paul, Kearney Catholic gets the first set, 25-18. They jumped out to a quick lead in that one, then held off a couple of rallies from O'Neill. Never did trail, and they pick up set number 1, Tom.
Yeah, and for the Stars, they were very effective at the net play. And it's really quite surprising for us. I don't know how it's been for the Stars throughout the year, but Michaela Metzl's been up big with the swing in the set number 1, as she had 7 kills in that first set, and she goes just 5'6", but played a lot bigger at the net. And the remainder of the team, Haley McKelvey, had 2 kills. Also, 2 kills in the first set for Bailey Sivalowski, 1 kill for Kayla James, a couple of 8 serves for Kathy Gonlinger, and 3 kills for Megan Anderson for the Stars. For the O'Neill Lady Eagles, there was a couple of blocks in there. One that was put up by Caitlin Danielson and one from Molly Shane for the Eagles' effort. Their kills were spread out between Shane Danielson, 2 for Heidi Hoster, and 2 for Alex Hedlund, as the Kearney Catholic Stars take set number 1 by a 25-18 score. And it always seems to be the case, Larry, that the team that wins that set is anxious to get back out on the floor
and get some things done, and that's the case here as the Stars were first there.
Kearney Catholic wins the first one, 25-18. And by the way, don't forget, after the match, we will have the Nabisco Sports postgame show. Be listening for that following the match here between Kearney Catholic and O'Neill on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic will bring out the libero to start out defensively. They will be in the near court here in set number two. O'Neill will be in the far court. They will serve to start period number two. Could say game number two. It will be Molly Shane to serve things up for the Lady Eagles as we get ready to get underway in set two. Kearney Catholic up one set to none. The serve dug out by Reich. Shane sets it up for Messel, and it's long. Whoa. Very close to the line. Tom, you had even a better look than I did, but it looked very close.
Yeah, it did look very close, and there was a line judge that was right on top of the action and made the call.
O'Neill with their first lead of this match, 1-0. Messel with a kill attempt dug out by Shane on the offensive end. That's headline, and she was in the net, though, on the kill attempt. Otherwise, she would have got the kill on the point. But in the net, ties it up at 1-1.
I think the court official, Eddie Walters, indicated it may have been against Kelsey Appleby, number 10.
James will serve. Kayla sends it across, dug out there by Appleby. They set it up for Headland. And the kill attempt is good off the touch by the libero, Reich. And it's 2-1 in favor of O'Neill. Oscar will serve it up for the Lady Eagles. Center court, here comes. Dug out by Donlinger. James sets it up for Messel in the net. Point O'Neill. And the Lady Eagles out to a 3-1 lead here early in set number two.
Well, it looked like Michaela may have misjudged her jump just a little bit on that kill attempt.
Kearney Catholic on the offense after the service by Foster. Now O'Neill on the attack. Sent across by Headland. Kept alive by Messel. Bumped up by Anderson for Messel. Crisscross. Kept alive there by Headland. Bumped up by Appleby. Headland will send it across on the free ball. James back set for Anderson, the left-hander. Kept alive by Headland. The quick dink attempt is good for Kelsey Appleby, mainly because of a miscommunication on Kearney Catholic's part. They did not get it cleanly, and they trail 4-1 here in set two. Ossert almost an eight, nicely saved by Donlinger. Set across by Rice on the free ball. Appleby sets it up, and a block. Headland blocked by McKelvey for the stop, and it's 4-2, and Kearney Catholic will serve.
Yeah, Haley was waiting right there and was able to get a good block on Alex Headland's kill attempt.
Messel with the service, the overpass, and the kill by Donlinger, but they're going to call her in the net, and the point will go to O'Neill. 5-2. Kelsey Appleby with the service, right with the dig. Now, Headland gets the kill, or the stop block. And it's 6-2. O'Neill out quickly here in set two. Kearney Catholic won the first one. O'Neill leading here in set two. James will set it up. And Donlinger in the net. And it's 7-2, O'Neill. Chris Connors not wanting to take a timeout yet. Sox Dura players just trying to settle them down. Donlinger digs the set, and the kill attempt is good right on the line for Haley McKelvey. And that was big, Tom, because that didn't have much of a margin of error.
No, it didn't. It was right inside the back line, and it helps stop the momentum a little bit of the Lady Eagles from O'Neill.
Megan Anderson dug out by Hossert. The back set, they go for Headland. And you kind of get this feeling that Alex Headland, the 5'8 junior, really starting to feel it.
Yeah, this game is such a game of momentum, and right now that momentum train is riding on the tracks at O'Neill.
He serves it, does Headland. Now the set for Donlinger, dug out nicely by Appleby, sent over by Headland. Reich bumped up now by James, sent over by McKelvey. Appleby for Molly Shane, and the douse there, won by McKelvey. Kept alive by O'Neill. Diving save on the offense for Kearney Catholic by Reich, sent over by Donlinger. Now on the front, Danielson. The set by James. The hit by Kukulowski for the kill. Chris crossing from right to left. She puts it home off the touch, and it's 8-4.
I'm sure if Coach Chris Conner decides to take a timeout, Larry, one thing she is going to want to address is the passing has not been nearly as crisp here in set number two as it was in the opening set.
Shayla Conner will serve. It's a clean one. Danielson set up for the kill. Blocked back. She gets it alive. Keeps it alive. Now Molly Shane, her kill attempt into the net. And Kearney Catholic with back-to-back points. They trail it 8-5 here in set two. They won the first set 25-18. Conner will move over to the right side this time for the serve. Sends it over to the left. Dug up by Hedlund. They set up Shane. It looked like it hit the net instead of a block, but they'll say it was a block and keep it alive. And Sokolowski again, right to left, with the kill, puts it home.
Bailey starting to assert herself a little bit at the net, and she now has four kills in the match. The 6'1 sophomore was a little timid in that opening set, but has become more aggressive now.
Conner will send it. Dug up by Hoster. Blocked at the net by Sokolowski and Donlinger on the attempt that time by Caitlin Danielson. And Kearney Catholic back within a point. It's 8-7. And Conner will serve to try to tie it up here in set two. Sends it. And it's an eight. The freshman puts it over. And we're tied at 8. Conner will step back again. From the left side, sends it to the back row dugout by Hoster. They set it up for Shane, and she'll get the kill. Through the block of Sokolowski. And O'Neill back on top, 9-8. And they'll go back to the service line in the person of Caitlin Danielson. From center court, sends it dugout back row that time by Messel. The setup pushed across by Donlinger. Dug out there by Hedlund. They set it up for Shane. Back row. Would have been close, but the touch by Reich nullifies any chance of that going long, and it's 10-8. O'Neill by 2. Danielson to serve it. Back to Reich. Dug out there. James sets it up for Sokolowski, and she'll get the kill. That one wasn't a power one, just kind of a nice little flip over, and Kelsey Appleby couldn't get to it in time, and it's 10-9.
And Bailey Sokolowski found a spot in the floor and just put it there.
Donlinger sends it on the service. Appleby sets it up for Shane, and Appleby calls for the double hit. So we're tied at 10. Donlinger to serve from the right side. Sends it to the back row. Appleby, it's an 8. Off of Appleby in the center part of the back row. Donlinger gets the 8th, and Kearney Catholic has their first lead in this set at 11-10.
Kathy Donlinger with her third ace serve here in these opening sets.
Sends it again, another 8! 12-10. Back-to-back ace serve for Kathy Donlinger.
There's really nothing special about the serve other than she's placing it very well.
And that was just missed. Sydney Bowen, the libero, got out of the way just in time. That one just a little long. It's 12-11. Lindsay Appleby will serve the lefty. Bumped up now by James. Sent over on the free ball by Nestle. Set up for Hoster. Dug out by Donlinger. James for Sokolowski, and that's a double hit on the set by Kayla James. She wanted to set that one higher, and it didn't get up there very high. 12-12. Appleby, nice dig by Reich. They set it up for Messel. She'll slam it home. 13-12. Stars back on top. They lead it 1-0. Won the first set 25-18. Trying to improve to 26-3 on the year and head to the state tournament next week in Hastings and Grand Island. The service by Christensen. It just hits the net and goes on over. Hoster with the return. James will send it up for Messel. down the line, dug out by Appleby. Now Kelsey Appleby with the bump, sent over by Foster, kept alive there by Connor. They set it up for Anderson. It goes up as the Raptors, hits off the basketball deal, and comes back, tipped over by Shane. They set it up for Messel. And credit Kayla James for faking the set to Sokolowski and going over to the left side, finding Messel, who had a good angle to put it down.
And as I talked about the Kearney Catholic Stars not passing well, that passing game has improved as they have regained the lead.
Off the service by Riley Christensen, the attack and the kill for Alex Hedlund. 14-13, Kearney Catholic. O'Neill will serve. A much tighter and competitive second set. Molly Shane will loft it over. Mestel. James for Anderson. The kill is good. Off the block of Foster, Anderson will drive it through for the point, and it's 15-13. McKelvey will come back in. Connor will sit down. And it'll be Kayla James to serve for Kearney Catholic. Down the line, dug out nicely by Hedlund. They'll set up Hedlund. She drives it, but it's dug out by Wright. Vessel of Donlinger, who pushes it across. Shane, the back set for Hoster. She'll get the kill through the defense of Messel and Anderson. Hoster will get the kill, and it's 15-14. Kearney Catholic by one. Heidi Hoster to serve from the center. Well, that thing gets some wicked movement. Dug out nicely by Reich, set up for Anderson. Dug out by Hedlund on the overpass. McKelvey had a chance. Didn't get there. The block. And Anderson will get the stuff blocked. As Danielson tried to get it across, Anderson was there to send it back. 16-14. Messel. It's an 8. Shane got out of the way of it, and it landed about 6 inches inside. Timeout, O'Neill. We're in set number 2. Kearney Catholic, their biggest lead of the set. 17-14. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout at Classic Hits 98.9.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Back at St. Paul, 17-14. Kearney Catholic with the lead, trying to go up 2-0. High school football also being played across the state today and tonight. One score, Tom?
One score we do have in the final. It's Lincoln Southeast, a winner over Millard West by the score of 34-10.
17-14 here in this district final volleyball match at C1. Kearney Catholic on the attack. Anderson, what's the kill? She gets it home.
Boy, that was a difficult pass for Anderson to handle, but Megan was able to come up with it and drive it along the lining of the net at the top, and it fell on the O'Neill side.
18-14 at the net. Joust pushed over by Appleby. Hit across by Donlinger. Kept alive now for Hedlund. And she will get the kill off the touch. And the point to O'Neill. 18-15 the score. Kearney Catholic with the lead, but O'Neill serving. Kelsey, Appleby, dug out by Messel. James will set it up for Donlinger. Down the line, the roll kill attempt, dug out by Hossert. Set over on the free ball by Danielson. Right to head to James. To Anderson, too long. The kill, a little past the line. And it's 18-16. O'Neill back within two.
Back pass by James was good. Anderson just a little bit too much hand on that one and went over the back line.
Kearney Catholic on the attack, on the dink. It's good for McKelvey. She found the donut hole and just tipped it over the defense and right into that donut hole for the point at 19-16. So Kalowski checks back in. The service, Megan Anderson, sends it. They got by Hoster. Appleby sets it up for Lindsay Appleby. It hit the antenna. And even if it had to hit the antenna, it would have been outside of the antenna. And the point to Kearney Catholic. 20-16 as they try to close out set number two. Anderson hits the net, rolls on over. But he just can't defend that one, Tom.
No, there's nothing you can do. It hits the lining of the net and just has enough momentum to roll over that, and that really messes up the defense on the return.
The deep shot just misses off to the left from Megan Anderson. Service error that time. Point O'Neill, 21-17. Alex Hedlund will serve for the Lady Eagles. From the right side, here it comes. To the back row, just misses. Service error and point Kearney Catholic. And they are 3 points away from taking game number two in this best 3 out of 5. They won the first set, 25-18. Shayla Connor hits the net, but it goes on over. The overpass! Sokolowski's right there after Shane pushed it to the top of the net. And the kill for Sokolowski. Timeout O'Neill. In the second set, Kearney Catholic 23, O'Neill 17. Back after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Back at St. Paul, 23-17. Kearney Catholic, the lead and the service by Connor. On the kill, it will be Danielson on the attack for O'Neill, getting the point, 23-18, and Danielson will go back to the service line. Sends it across, I got my Messel. James, the back set. For Sokolowski, she puts it in, right to left. She took that clear across the court, Tom, and it is set point for Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, Bailey had a block right in front of her on the near sideline, so she went cross court and hit it just inside the far sideline.
Gottlinger gets it over the net, dug out there by Molly Shane, sent over by Hoster. And now on the free ball, Reich says it, dug out by Appleby, sent over by Shane, dug out by Gottlinger. James tried to do a back set into the zone on the other side of the net, but it went out of bounds. 24-19, O'Neill will serve. James sets it up. Pestle dug out by Appleby. Delty Appleby now sets it up for Shane, who pushes it over. James, they set it up for Sokolowski, and she'll get the kill off the touch by Hedlund. And set number two, Kearney Catholic, comes back to win it. 25-19. So now they are up 2-0 after winning the first one, 25-18. We'll take a 60-second timeout, come back and get you ready for the third set from St. Paul. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Main, Cosler, and Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Main, Cosler, and Cottle of Kearney.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Ball with my partner Larry Kottner with you, filling in for Doug Duda here tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. It is the C1 District Championship for high school volleyball. Garney Catholic with a 2-0 lead in sets, 25-18 and 25-19 over O'Neill.
And the Garney Catholic Lady Stars are one set. They can taste it. They're one set away from making it a return to the state volleyball tournament, and they can do so with a win over O'Neill in set number 3 here. But it hasn't come without some hiccups along the way. They had a little difficult time with the service game about mid-set, but then it came to the point where Bailey Sokolowski asserted herself. She'd been fairly quiet, but she came on and now has 8 kills for the match for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. So when Sokolowski gets herself involved, she was able to pick up where Michaela Metzl had left off. Metzl had been fairly quiet after a very impressive opening set, but Metzl has come back with an ace serve as well as 2 additional kills in set number 2. So Michaela now has 9 kills and 8 kills for Bailey Sokolowski.
Don't forget, coming up after this match, we'll have the Misco Sports post-game show right here on Classic Hits 98.9.
Well, we do have some football scores to pass along at this time. We just to give you the final, Southeast over Millard West by the score of 34-10. In Class B, first round, or first period action, that is, Pius and Blair are knotted at 7. In the first quarter, Boys Town and Elkhorn are scoreless. And after one quarter, it is Aurora 13, McCook 0.
Kayla James with the service, dug out by Appleby. Kelsey Appleby sets up Edlin for the kill attempt, dug out there by Reich. They set it up for Metzl, set back by Hawthorne, and set across by James. Dug out there by Appleby, set across, dug out by McKelvey. They'll set it up for Anderson, got it in there for the kill. And Kearney Catholic, after the long volley, scores the point.
Haven't talked much about to Megan, but that is her 7th kill as well in the game, and she also has a block and an ace serve.
James the service, dug out by Hodges. They set it up for James. Dug out there by James, set across by Metzl. Dug out by Shane, tipped across by Edlin. Kearney Catholic on the attack. Anderson to kill attempt, and she'll get it down. After a little bit of ping-pong action, O'Neill kept it alive but couldn't come up with the ball or do anything with it, and it's 2-0. Kearney Catholic, the service by James, a beautiful one, taken out of there by Lindsay Appleby, and then the setup for Hoster, she puts it into the net. 3-0, Kearney Catholic. Well, the team that has started with the serve at each set has jumped out to an early lead, Tom.
Yeah, it has, and both of these teams have shown some excellence from the service line, and as we say that, there is a service there by James for Kearney Catholic.
Kayla James kind of laughing as she took something off of that, and it barely hit the net. Mike digs it up. James sets it up. McKelvey with the dig. Oh, they're going to give it. They're going to give it. Pancake saved, though. Point Kearney Catholic. Wow, they kept the action going.
Yeah, they did.
I thought that hit the floor, but they let it kind of go for a second or two. Well, I thought it clearly it hit the floor, even though there was an attempt at the save. It's 4-1. Metzl dug out by Danielson. Appleby for Danielson. Dug out by a new player in the lineup. We'll check that number here a second. McKelvey sets it over on the skill attempt. Dug out and set back. Bumped across. Kept alive there by Appleby. So set it up for Hedlund with the kill off the tip. And it's 4-2. Into the lineup now, Ellie Connolly, a 5'10" junior for Kearney Catholic. And we got a second. Tom will kind of give you a little story on that, on Ellie. The service by Appleby. McKelvey sends it across, dug out by Lindsay Appleby. Set up now for Hedlund, and the kill step too strong, Tom.
Ellie Connolly, 6 degrees of separation, is the daughter of Tom Connolly, and a lot of folks in the Kearney area know Dr. Tom. He is a 1980 graduate of O'Neill High School. So there you go. The two are connected.
Anderson with the service, sent over by O'Neill. Kearney Catholic on the attack. There's Conley, dug out by Hoster, set up by Appleby for Danielson, and Danielson with the kill. And O'Neill gets the point. Kearney Catholic leading 5-3. We are in set number three. Kearney Catholic has won the first two, 25-18 and 25-19. Service here by Hedlund, tipped across by Sokolowski, and Kearney Catholic will get the point as the O'Neill defense not ready for that quick tip. 6-3 the score, and Shayla Connor will come back in to serve for the Lady Stars. Shayla Connor sends it to the back row. Dug out there by Hoster. Shane looked like maybe it hit the net. Yeah, late whistle, but that is a good call. Four hits on O'Neill.
Yeah, it appeared that for the moment that they had got the ball up over the net, but then the stand official, Jen Meyer, indicated it was four hits.
Shayla Connor with an ace. And it's 8-3, Kearney Catholic. Connor again to serve. Sends it to the back row. Dug out by Hedlund. Touched up. And what do we have? Point. Kearney Catholic, it looked like maybe Appleby might have gotten into the net.
Yeah, I think they called a lift on Lindsay at the net.
Okay. Connor dug out there by Hoster. He sent it up for Danielson. Blocked at the net. Kept alive by Appleby. Danielson will punch it across. Reich in the back row. James sets it up for Sokolowski, who uses her height to tip it over. Now standing spike attempt by James. And Conley tries to drive one off. Dug out by Hoster. And then the overpass cannot be handled by Danielson near the net. And a point for Kearney Catholic. They lead it 10-3. And O'Neill wants a timeout. Kearney Catholic 10, O'Neill 3. We're in set 3. Kearney Catholic up 2-0. We'll come back after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Back at St. Paul, one of the Kearney Catholic students went over to the O'Neill side. The Kearney Catholic section goes, keep him there.
They're having a great time.
A lot of fun at these district competitions. These kids all enjoy this competition. Connor will send it. Dug out by Hoster. Set up for Shane for the kill. And O'Neill out of the timeout will get the point. Trailing 10-4. Danielson will serve. Danielson center court. And the floater floats too long past the corner, and a service error will get the point to the Lady Stars. 11-4. Well, don't forget, Kearney Catholic does make it to state next week. I'm sure Doug will be down there with Power Night, with Classic Hits 98.9. The way Appleby sends it. The driving spike attempt by Messel. Miss, set back on the overpass. He put it on. But they're going to call her in the net.
Yeah, they're going to say she touched the net, and who can blame her? I mean, it's been a jump for Michaela Nestle, and she probably won't run out of gas on that second leap to try to put the kill away.
Well, her eyes were pretty wide, too, seeing that come right back there to her. She digs this one out on the service by Appleby. Goes for the kill, and this time she hammers the kill home through the defense of Hoster. And the point, Kearney Catholic, they lead it 12-5. Trying to close things out here in three sets. Riley Christensen from the right side. Sends it. Dug out by Bowen, the libero who's in there. Set across on the free ball by Hedlund. They'll send it up now for Anderson. And she's got the free zone. She puts it home.
That was a good kill by Megan. She just found a lane down this
near sideline, and there was quite a gap there between the back row player for O'Neill, Alex Hedlund, and the sideline.
A serve for Riley Christensen. A little bit of a defensive communication lapse or two for O'Neill because they kind of just spread open and let it go right through there. Wasn't even close to the back line. A little bit of a miscommunication, but a nice service by Christensen. This time dug out by Hedlund. They set it up for Shane. Nice save by James to keep it alive. Vessel with the driving shot, no good. And on the overpass, there's Anderson to knock it down. 15-5, Kearney Catholic. And right now, the Lady Stars playing their A game. Christensen, the floater, that one did float a little too much. Well, it's been interesting. You and I have this view from the end, and we have seen both these teams send the volleyball serve that are moving.
Yeah, they are. They really have some powder behind them, and they have some movement on the ball.
Donlinger to the back row. Bowen digs it out. They set it up for and Alex Hedlund puts it down on the kill. 15-7.
Alex, by far the leader for the O'Neill Lady Eagles, so she's picked up her 10th kill of the match.
And back to the service area will be Molly Shane from the left side. Sends it to the back row, dug out by Wright. James will set it up for Vestal, dug out there by Shane, and one of the O'Neill players in the net. Point, Barney Catholic. And now coming in for the Lady Stars, Theron Baum, another 6'1 sophomore.
Wow, there's a lot of height in that underclass for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars.
James to service. Appleby to Hossert, punches it across. The setup for Mestel, rolls it across, dug out by Appleby, pushed across by Hedlund. James back step for Anderson, the driving spike of the kill. Anderson with another one, and it's 17-7. Stars on top here in set number three, up 2 sets to none.
Kearney Catholic starting to feel it, Larry. They're playing with a lot of momentum.
James, the driving serve, dug out by Appleby. Tipped across and getting the kill will be Alex Hedlund. 17-8. He just punched that one down along the net line. Mossert will send it, dug out by Reich. James sets it up for Anderson. Crisscross got it on the line. It's in there for the point. 18-8. Kearney Catholic.
That's the 11th kill for Megan Anderson on a swing. She also has an ace block and an ace serve.
And another ace. This one from Michaela Mestel off the service from the left side. 19-8. And Kearney Catholic getting close to wrapping this one up. 6 points away from winning this match. O'Neill will take a timeout. We'll do the same. 19-8 in the third set. Kearney Catholic up 2 sets to none. You are with 98.9 Classic Hits, KKPR, starting.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Score here in the third set. Kearney Catholic trying to close things out in the C-15 district volleyball match between the Stars and the Lady Eagles of O'Neill. Megan Mestel, Michaela Mestel, excuse me, with the service. They hit on the return by Danielson. Now James sets it up for Donlinger. Too long. Tried to catch the quarter and just missed it. And it's 19-9. Kelsey Appleby will serve. Center court. Sends it across. Dug out there by Mestel. They send it up for Anderson. She'll kill it. Didn't have to even put a lot on it. Just found the zone.
Yeah, Megan got a big swing, but like you said, she really didn't acquire a lot, but she made sure that no one could get to it as she got behind the back line of that defense for O'Neill.
More players getting in now for Kearney Catholic. Sokolowski coming back in. Also checking in to serve now, Morgan Miner, 5'5", sophomore, and Ellie Connolly is going to come back in as well for the Stars. So Miner to serve. She'll go to the jump serve from the right side. Almost got an ace. Kept alive by Shane. Bumped across by Hedlund. James quickly to Sokolowski. Tipped. Diving save by Shane. Set up for Appleby, and she is stopped by Sokolowski and Connolly at the net. Point, Kearney Catholic. 21-9. Lady Stars four away from championship, from the championship point. Miner gets an ace. Morgan Miner. Well, how deep is a team that can bring somebody in that can serve like that?
No kidding. It was a strong serve, and as we talked about it, it had some movement on it. It was slicing away from Lindsay Appleby as she tried to get a setup for it.
Miner that time puts it into the net. Service error, 22-10. Alex Hedlund will now serve for O'Neill. Sends it across. They got another new player in there. That's Jamie McKeon, 5'8 sophomore on the serve receive. Did not catch what happened looking down at the program.
Looked like it was James with a hitting error, Larry, as she was called for a lift.
On the service, it's an eight by Hedlund. And the score goes to 22-12. Hedlund will serve once again. Dug out on the back row by McCann. The overpass, and Danielson slams it home with the left hand. 22-13. O'Neill with four in a row. Hedlund, serve. And it's an eight. Off the touch by Kearney Catholic, Baron Vaughn. Coach Warner wants a timeout. We'll take it with her. We're in the third set. Kearney Catholic 22, O'Neill 14. Back after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
And we are ready for action again. Hedlund with the serve. Tipped across by Sokolowski at the net. The jout. Won by the smaller Lindsay Appleby at 5'7" over Bailey Sokolowski. And the point to O'Neill. 22-15, and now Michaela Messel's going to come back in. And so's Megan Anderson. Then Megan Anderson's going to check out for the libero, which is Mariah Wright. And she'll take the service receive, and James can't handle. And another point for O'Neill. Hedlund on a run right now, seven in a row. 22-16. Hedlund the service, dug up by Wright. James will send it up for Sokolowski, and she'll put it down. Left to right, she puts it away. 23-16.
Now, when you start having some doubts about what is happening with your game, take it back to the experience of the big hitter, Sokolowski, and she did just that. Bailey, only a sophomore, but she's playing with a lot of poise.
Kayla Carter with the service. The hit is long by Danielson. Down the right side, it is service point for the set and for the match. Connor sends it. Hosser. Overpass. The point. Kearney Catholic. The Lady Stars are going to state with a record of 26-3 as they sweep O'Neill. 25-18, 25-19, and 25-16. Tom?
Well, Kearney Catholic was very impressive as they maintain their poise after seeing O'Neill make a run in the middle of this third set. But Kearney Catholic was able to prevail and use their class as they called on names that were very much a part of the success of this season, including Bailey Sizalowski and Michaela Metzl, who had such a big first set to set the tone for the Lady Stars.
Three sets it takes for Kearney Catholic. They win it 18, 19, and 16 to advance to the state volleyball tournament next week. They'll play their opening round at Hastings College, and they'll be one of the teams that you got to figure that's going to be one of the competitors to the favorite Grand Island Central Catholic.
Yeah, the Lady Crusaders by far are heads above everyone as far as expected to win, but Kearney Catholic may cause some difficulties, as they showed tonight with a clean sweep of the O'Neill Lady Eagles, and the Lady Stars are on their way to Grand Island.
We'll come back and get ready for the Mesco Sports postgame show coming up next here on Classic Hit 98.9.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
At St. Paul, it's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. Misco carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more, plus over 40,000 Husker shirts, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and women's and kids. We also have new jerseys, men's college hoodies, 25% off, NFL hoodies, 25% off. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. And here on the Misco Sports postgame show, we're joined by Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor. Coach, you really had to be impressed with the way your girls played. They came out very strong in that opening set.
Yeah, one of the things we talked about is not getting off the slow start, and that's something we've been trying to work on a lot in practice and seemed to pay off at least the first and third set. Second set didn't work so well, but yeah, I was pleased with that.
In the second set, O'Neill got up to a little bit of a lead, and they stayed with you and was competitive throughout most of the set, but it looked like your girls found a little bit of rhythm again on their offense and was able to pull away and take that one as well.
Yeah, I feel like we had a lot of passes that were just, we didn't know we'd have 6-foot passes and we'd have 20-foot passes, and we never really got any type of a rhythm. And I think as the set wore on, we kind of settled down a little bit, started passing more consistently.
What part of the match for your girls, what part of the game were you very pleased with in what the girls were doing here tonight?
I thought first set was a little shaky maybe, but after that I thought we served fairly well. You know, we had a lot of some good aces tonight and served, you know, fairly consistently. We wanted to make sure that we tried to take Hedlund out of the offense as much as possible. Nice hitter. And part of that comes with your serves, just to keep her out of the offense. And I thought we did a good job moving the ball around.
Going to state next week, what's some of the things you want to work on?
Consistency. You know, we're a young team, and, you know, all of our hitters are basically first-year varsity starters, and so we just need to know that we don't have to hit 100 miles an hour every time. We need to learn to play shots. So, and I was pretty pleased with that tonight, but that's always something you continue to work on.
Charlie Catholic competed last year at the state volleyball tournament down at Lincoln. How is it going to be different at Hastings in the first round, possibly Grand Island if you get into the second or third round? The possibilities that you could stay at home instead of having the distractions of being in a hotel room.
Exactly. When you go down there, you're not just dealing with, you know, the game. You're dealing with everything afterwards, you know, and getting that schedule set. So I think for us coaches, we're kind of excited about, you know, just being able to stay at home and sleep in our own beds, and hopefully the kids will be well rested. I know we've had a few years where you go down there and you just worry about, you know, are the kids energized enough, you know, maybe didn't sleep very well at night. So it'll be different. Kids aren't really maybe for it sometimes, you know, they like to go and stay, but, you know, I think the crowd that Grand Island will generate will be great. I think they'll get a lot of fans in Central Nebraska, so I think our kids, you know, they're excited about that part of it. As for the agenda, we'll get creative. We kind of decided not to talk about it until it happens.
You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We're talking to Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor. Coach, let's size up the field next week. I know you don't know who's there, but Grand Island Central Catholic is going to be a favorite. But Tom and I thought that your team is going to be probably one that would be one of the more competitive teams for them.
Well, I think we certainly can be. Hopefully our young nerves won't get the best of us. You know, our three seniors do a great job of staying grounded themselves, and I hope that, you know, our younger players will follow suit. So as long as they play within their means and play under control, you know, I think we can play with about anybody down there.
I think a lot of coaches in the state of Nebraska would be very envious of your situation with 3 6-foot-1 sophomores on the team.
Yeah, and that's something we really didn't expect coming into the season. I mean, yeah, they were 6 foot 1 this summer. They didn't grow 6 inches in a month. But, you know, Meg Anderson really came on this summer. We did not expect her to start, certainly, and she's been one of our top attackers efficiency-wise. And Saren transferred in. Her mom got a job at Kearney and came in, so she was a nice surprise, too. So, yeah, that was a nice shock.
Coach, congratulations. And good luck next week down at the state volleyball tournament in Hastings and Grand Island, as we said, coming out here to Central Nebraska.
All right. Thanks for covering.
All right. You are listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9, and we'll come back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Main, Cosler, and Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Main, Cosler, and Cottle of Kearney.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Back in St. Paul, it is the Misco Sports Postgame Show on Classic Hits 98.9 with Tom Elkemeyer, Larry Cotner. We just heard from Chris Connor, the Kearney Catholic volleyball coach, and very pleased with the effort of her team here tonight. It was an expected win, but you never know until you get out there on the court and get it done.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and the momentum can carry you quite a ways, and O'Neill was coming in here with nothing to lose, and that can always be a dangerous situation if you are a heavy favorite, as were the Kearney Catholic Stars tonight, but they were able to prevail with their tempo. And they did a lot of things in the court that I know Coach Chris Connor talked about that she was very pleased with. And it shows up in the stats, Larry.
25-18, 25-19, 25-16 were the scores. Tom's got the unofficial numbers.
And as we take a look at the Catholic Stars results, start with Michaela Nestle, who opened the game with a lot of firepower, and we talked about it on numerous occasions. The 5'6 sophomore played a lot bigger than that, and she ended the night with 10 kills and 2 ace serves. There was also 5 kills and an ace block for Haley McKelvey, and 1 kill for Kayla James. That came a little bit into the middle of the second period, second set that is, as Kayla was relied on a lot tonight for her passing game, and she did a fantastic job as a setter for the Catholic Stars offense. Also, there was 9 kills for Bailey Sokolowski, and a lot of those coming from the middle of the second set on towards the conclusion of the match, as she finished again, as I mentioned, with 9 kills, and she also had an ace block. 4 ace serves for Kathy Donlinger, and she had an ace block as well. A couple of ace blocks for Ellie Connolly, who's been off the bench in the second and the third set to do a fine job. There was also 11 kills for Megan Anderson, the 6'1 sophomore, also had an ace block and an ace serve, and a pair of ace serves, one from Riley Christensen and one from Morgan Miner for the Kearney Catholic Stars. O'Neill was led by Alex Hedlund, and that's about all you have to say, the 5'8 junior. Take a look at that. She is a junior, so she'll be back next year, as will a number of the players on this O'Neill Eagles volleyball squad, as they ended the year 16-10, but it was Alex Hedlund who led the way for them tonight. She had 11 kills, an ace block, and 2 ace serves.
Final score, 25-18, 25-19, 25-16. Kearney Catholic gets this week, improves to 26-3 on the year. O'Neill finishes their year at 16-10. The Lady Stars will head off to the Class C1 State Volleyball Tournament as district champions next week. They will open up first-round action at Hastings College, and then if they win that match, they would advance to round 2 and 3. Whether they would play in the championship or consolation, they would still play a game on Saturday if you reach the Friday round. And the championship round and the semifinals would be at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island.
There's other C1 district final action going on across the state tonight. And at Seward, it was Syracuse taking on Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek is currently the number 2 seed as far as points standings go for Class C1.
And that match over on the Breeze, 94.5. If you wanted to catch that, you can catch that on the Breeze. 94.5, Sandy Creek and Syracuse.
The C1-2 district final tonight had Elkhorn South playing host to Concordia and Bishop Newman. And the C1-3 district final is one that will cause a lot of interest for the folks of Central and South Central Nebraska as Columbus SCOTUS was meeting Grand Island Central Catholic. Columbus SCOTUS number 4 in the point standings, and as expected, Grand Island Central Catholic atop the point standings in Class C1. The C1-4 district final took place at Northeast Community College in Norfolk tonight. Wisner Pilger taking on Battle Creek. The winner advances to the state tournament next week in Grand Island and in Hastings. And also the C1-6 district final was out west tonight. It was being played at Sutherland, where Hershey was taking on the Lady Indians of Ogallala.
And that's going to wrap things up for the MISCO Sports postgame show. MISCO Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. MISCO carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at MISCO's now at the downtown Kearney Center. MISCO's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Final scores, 25-18, 25-19, 25-16, Kearney Catholic with the sweep over O'Neill. For our studio engineer, Stacy John, for my partner, Tom Hilkemeyer, I'm Larry Kottner, saying thank you for listening to the C15 District Volleyball Match on Classic Hits 98.9.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.